Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Bogdan Slama, who is presenting.
Your pronunciation is great, really.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, that's such a great compliment. And let's just tell our listeners that you are presenting the film Ice Mother here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah.
Would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about your movie, just as much as you would like them to know about the story, I guess?
Yeah, it's a movie about mother.
Right.
Title says.
Yes.
She's 64. Uh-huh. She already has a sons, which are adult already, but they are used to use her like a kids. They are infantile, and she is used to solve all their problems. And the movie is about revolt. Her revolt against her role in his life. Mm. You know, she meets a group of ice swimmers.
Yeah.
Ice swimmers, and
which, by the way, people might not know what they are, but maybe we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, they are just people which enjoy to swim in very cold water.
Yeah.
What is sport? It's sport. It's quite an extreme. Mm-hmm. So, and she meets at this group and one guy. She fell in love with him. So it's something like a late love story. And what was important to me for this story, it was her fighting to find again her self-confidence.
Right, you know? So this was one of the main inspirations for this movie, for you?
Yeah, sure, because I think that we are a human being, what means we have to develop in each time. We have to change us, you know, we don't have to stay in we are this or this. And I like characters in a film which has this ability to transform, to move somehow, you know, in mind, in feelings. So that's...
Also, I guess, as far as your protagonists are concerned, for sure, they are of an age range that isn't really represented as much in cinema. I mean, you don't really see movies about this, your protagonist's age nowadays. At least I don't, anyways.
Now, yeah, it was also, to me, like something. I need to go in a ways which are not such a discovered, you know. Mm-hmm. It's about old people. It's about their relation to family, to their life. It's, to me, it's interesting, very human theme.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's never too late to fall in love, to transform. And that's kind of the message of the movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what's really important to me, it's a feeling, however life is difficult and troubled, to have a feeling of hope.
Right. Very good. So obviously you need the right cast to make a movie that's like this, because, you know, obviously you need the right cast for every film.
Yeah.
But would you care to tell us a little bit about your cast, and especially your protagonist?
Yeah, it was really special. It was really special because I knew from the very beginning that this protagonist has to come to this cold water.
Right.
And okay. I already worked with this actress, Zuzana Kronerová, which is this main character. She was playing in each my film. We are very close friends. And I asked her, hey, Zuzana, could I send you a script, which I have now? There is a character for you. And she was, yeah, send it to me, you know. she wrote it and she liked it very much. But she asked me, okay, but you mean that I have to go to this cold water in the winter? I said to her, yes. And then it starts to be funny, you know?
Yeah,
because
right.
It's really not easy.
Oh, no.
If the water has 3-4 degrees, it's for a human being, it's really something. So she tried like, hey, maybe today those are those film tricks which are very, very good. And I told her, hey, Susanna, this is a kind of movie. We have no chance to use any trick.
Yeah.
So then she starts, hey, maybe there are some of those special neoprene, you know, these suits which you couldn't see. And I told her, hey, it's not possible, you know, because we see it, you know, and it's not working at all, you know. And then starts the trouble. Okay, I have to ask my doctors. And it wasn't fun, you know. It's really like... It's really something. Everybody must try it, you know. Yeah. After this experience, I don't have to talk. So she starts to talk and time to the shooting time was closer and closer, and she didn't come to the water at all. So I start to push her a little bit, you know, and she. It was hard, and then producer pushed to me, you know, to start to think about another actress.
Oh no!
Yes.
This could have
so been so we had some casting, and when she realized that I asked already some another actress, she quickly went to this cold water. And since this time she started to train it, she found out that she is really very talented for this, because she was able, it's already this training is like in the summer, it's normal to go to the water,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But when it's autumn, you know, people stops it. And you have to continue in autumn, step by step, you know, like two times in each week, you know, to come to this cold water, which is colder and colder,
right.
14, 10, 8 degrees, you know. And she went through this through these exercises.
Yeah.
So at the end, she was really able to swim. And she found that it helps to her very a lot, you know, because it's something for our body, you know, this cold water, it brings a lot to the body, to the mind, you know. So
well, it's a very intense physical experience. To me, it's very interesting. That
did
I
you
guess.
Try it?
No, actually. Well, you know, I tried cold showers before.
It's yeah, but it's different.
I know,
it's
of
different.
Course it is. Yeah,
cold shower, and I tell you, in this cold water, it's much more better than cold shower, because when you use a shower, you have pieces like ponds, uh-huh. How to say it, of the cold water,
right?
Which is a good training, and then, but when you went down to the cold water, really, you have the full.
Oh yeah,
full the body. It's like to be suddenly in the universe. You know, you have nothing. You are naked in cold water. You have to have full concentration. You know, to survive, to survive.
Yeah, no, because it's no joke. I guess you know. I think maybe Greta Garbo used to. Do ice swimming.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just remembered it there because I was thinking of how Katharine Hepburn used to like taking cold showers.
Uh-huh. So and I tell you, it brings this effect, you know, because all your blood is coming near to the heart. You know, inside, from outside, from the hands, from legs, you know.
Yeah.
From it's coming around the heart to survive, you know, the heart, you know.
Right.
And then all those, my English, you know,
pores.
everything,
veins.
It's more. And when you go out from this water, it's such a lot of endorphins, you know, because the blood is coming back to your hands and the legs, and it brings such a
adrenaline rush.
More an endorphin, and you know. All our cultures all over the world, you know, when they have some rituals, all they were connected with the water.
Yeah,
you know. And then I was talking with those guys which practice it. It brings really some even spiritual movements in you. You know, because it's like it's something, it's very old human experience, you know, with this, which brings you like cleaning of a mind.
Ah, there you go. Well, it sounds like you're a fan yourself of ice swimming.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like very good one, you know.
Yeah. Well, just as long as you can like stand going in the cold water.
I love it and I use it, and it helped me a lot, you know, because I was like this guy all the time, this fever or what's it, when
you are
cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I used to get that too.
And it helped me a lot.
Well, so there you go. That's a good. This is a good campaign for the practice.
Yeah,
of
that's
ice
what I am doing. Like,
so before we, because we are already out of time. But I want to ask you another question. First of all, the film is very charming, very funny, and also has very touching moments and dramatic moments too. So I very much enjoyed it. But I would like to know more about the family side aspect of the story, and if you could maybe tell me a little bit about this aspect.
Yeah, this the problem of those sons is that they are infantile. Mm-hmm. It means they didn't take the full responsibility of their life. They are used that mother. Keeps everything, you know, or survives them. So it was quite a huge team for me. They experienced that they don't have mother,
right?
Because when it's somebody, it's infantile in this way. It's also not able to build enough strong relation in family, in our family, and kids survives. It's to me a huge and very important story of this little Ivanek, which is kid. Parents are fighting together. They have troubles, and he founds something like, and his father, because he's infantile, it's not enough father to him, and he gets a father moments from Bronya, from this guy which Hannah meets, and they build something like a new little family, you know, this grandmother. Her boyfriend, you know, and this little kid.
Right.
And this brings me really, like, huge emotions, you know. Like, kid which doesn't have parents, but he has grandparents. And from the beginning of the story, they have a very bad relation. Hannah, has a bad relation with this kid because she doesn't understand why he is so, like, alone, you know, not talking, you know, like, strange kid. And this Bronya, which is a normal, nice guy with full emotions, you know, he opens her the world of this kid also. And this is to me, I really like different relation in between people.
Yes.
And it's not like family must be always father, mother and kids and that's it for forever. I like, and it's in all my movies, it's always like searching for a difference, different relations in between people. It's something like my sub theme of all of my movies, because I like those relations.
So it was a great pleasure talking with you. We're out of time, but thanks very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Once again, let's remind our listeners that your film is called Ice Mother, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.